demonstrating against government plans to overhaul the judicial system while chanting support for democracy. University student Yonan Khoury is among the tens of thousands of people on the streets of Tel Aviv. A Palestinian citizen of Israel, Yonan explains why he thinks it's important for members of his community to participate.
Even if there's only one Arab here, he's giving legitimacy for the Arabs who are against the package of laws that the far right-wing government is trying to pass against us.
The legislation was tabled by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his coalition partners. Critics say that if enacted, it would weaken the judicial system and undermine the power of the Supreme Court.
We should protect the judicial establishment because it is our last line of defense for our rights.
For more than 4 months, rallies have been held every week. People outraged by what they see as an assault on vital checks and balances, but also fearful of a plan they say would move Israel away from democracy and towards autocracy.
Still, it's what's largely unsaid in demonstrations such as this one that's just as noticeable. You won't find much talk here about the plight of Palestinians, whether they live in Israel or in the areas it occupies.
That's just one of the reasons why Palestinian Israelis are largely sitting out these protests. In the port city of Jaffa, activist Abed Abu Shahada says he was invited to participate.
And I saw a sea of Israeli flags. And I couldn't do it. But at the end of the day, the protest itself, the DNA of the protest, can't welcome anyone who is not an Israeli Jew.
Abed tells me he believes most organizers do want Palestinian citizens of Israel like him to take part, but they don't want the demonstrations to address issues that most impact the minority group.
It's clear that they're not ready for this discourse. They're not willing to give up their privileges, and they want to preserve the state as Jewish before being a democracy.
Whether or not they're on the streets, Palestinian Israelis recognize what's at stake. Now that Parliament is back in session, the debates taking place behind these walls will determine which path Israel will follow and what future awaits all its citizens. Mohammed Jamjoum, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.